Yud Aleph Ador Beis, Thursday the 13th of March, Rabbi Yossi David, Tanis Esther.
My apologies for coming late. This year, Purim falls on a Moitzeh Shabbos. So I thought of touching a topic which is relevant to the current Purim this year. The topic is, when exactly to make Avdol Moitzeh Shabbos? I'll reveal to you that the minute where the Sfaradim is, that we don't make Avdolah before the Megillah, like everyone else, but we do make a Bracha Meira Esh before we read the Megillah. Sounds familiar, no? No? In Tisha B'Av. Yeah? When the Kinnis in Tisha B'Av. When Tisha B'Av, when it falls on Moitzeh Shabbos, Anyway, sorry. So in this one, we make a bracha meira esh before we read the kinnas. Now, what exactly do we do on the Moitzeh Shabbos, which falls Purim falls on the Moitzeh Shabbos, in regards to Havdalah? You should know that there's a big machlokes rishonim. The Beis Yosef brings at the end of Siman Tafesh Tzadik Gimel as follows. He brings a kolbo. Yeah, we don't know who the mechab of the kolbo was. But,
It was a lady.
I wouldn't say it makes sense, but, you know. Kolbo. So in his Akdama, Behemoth, he writes, kolbo, he called it kolbo because it's got all the halachas inside it. It goes back to Yishonim, to time of Balaturim, that generation. So the kolbo writes, and the Beis Yosef brings it, kosava kolbo, besof siman mem alef, purim shechal yot b'moitzeh Shabbos, shekorim ha-megila le'or anel. What do we do in Purim, which falls on Moitzeh Shabbos? We need light. So what's the first thing we'll do on Moitzeh Shabbos? There's nothing burning from before. So we'll turn on a fire, and we'll read the Megillah. I'm deliberately saying it that way in order to understand why he finds a necessity to make a bracha. Shekoirim ha-megila le'or anel. A person cannot read the Megillah of Bahad. You need light for it. Kera al-peh, you're not yoitzeh. Mevorech boirem o'er ha'esh koidem. You make a bracha boirem o'er ha'esh before. I'm sorry, eh? Ve'esh choylkim bo'imrim she'en etzorech levarech alav. Brings the kolbo, there's some people who argue and disagree and hold that you don't have to make a bracha boirem o'er ha'esh. Why? Because you already made yoitzeh ha'meiras in the morning. What's the problem? That you're benefiting from light before you made a bracha on it? You make the bracha on Shachris. When you make Ketzer, you make a bracha on the Meiras and Shachris. That covers all the forms of light which we benefit from during the day, until we go to sleep. Omnam tama de mistabehu shelo yehele mimenu b'loi bracha. So the Kolbo concludes and says, tama de mistabehu. It's logical. It makes sense to say that one should have to make a bracha of Meira Esh before he reads the Megillah. And so he concludes, and so does the Beis Yosef bring, but the Pele is in Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef doesn't bring anything. Just leaves it open. There's no ruling made on this, no decision made in the Shulchan Aruch. So all the Achronim, who are Mefarish the Beis Yosef, hold that his day is that you should make a bracha of Meira Esh, because you bought a kolbo, you never argued with it, you never said anything on it, you took his conclusion, that's presumably what you hold. And that's what the Sfaradim hold. Before they start laying the Megillah, the Chido brings it, and all many Achronim bring, that before they start laying the Megillah, the light, so the Darkei Moshe, on the spot, brings a machlokes, not in regards of Boyer Moir Ha'esh, a machlokes on generally Avdalah. Why only pick on Boyer Moir Ha'esh? Why is the Beis Yosef talking about Boyer Moir Ha'esh? What about Avdalah? Why shouldn't we make Avdalah before reading the Megillah? I understand it's part of the Tefillah. Yeah, but we can already, we should make Avdalah Lakos.
We make Avdalah Lakos, we need the light.
Ah.
The reason is we need the light.
Okay. So let's sharpen the question. Let's start first of all, let's put the cards on the table. The Rishonim have an argument that you should make Avdalah before reading Megillah. It's a clear machlokes Rishonim. Davud Arham writes to make Avdalah before reading of Megillah. By the way, Davud Aram also holds by Chanukah as well like that. to make Avdolah and after light Hanukkah candle, sorry.
And it's a Sfardi as well. Avu Dirham.
Yeah, it was a Sfardi. What's my Chacham is Sfardi, yeah?
Sorry.
Avu Dirham. Say Avu Dirham, his name Avu Dirham came from, Dirham is a coin. So his sefer is mainly on the brachas, which Chachamim were the matvea of the brachas. So they call him Avu Dirham. Yeah? Some say there's a place. Anyway. So the Avu Dirham writes, you should make Avdolah before. And the Darkei Moshe brings in the name of the Kolbo himself, the what? That yesh lehavdil koidim akriya. Not only Boreh Maris, seems to be make the whole of the Avdolah before the Kriya. But then he brings Minag Narvona, the Nagulikros koidim akdolah. But the Minag is, and the Kolbo brings himself, that the Minag is to make Avdolah only after the Megillah laning. So the question is, how does the Kolbo Mezakeh Shtara Lebeitrei, what's going on here? He's saying, you do make only Boreh Maraesh, you make Avdolah. So the answer, the Knesset HaGdolah answers, that there's no contradiction in the Kolbo. The Kolbo really holds you should really be making Avdolah before Kriyas HaMegillah. But it doesn't want to conflict with the Minhag. The Minhag was not to make Avdolah. So however my Cheshbon is, or my Svara is, my logic is, that you should make Avdolah before Kriyas HaMegillah, but I'm not going to go against the Minhag. Yeah, and by the way, the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Purim decides to go in length about the strength of Minhagim when he talks about clapping by Haman. Yeah, so he gets the whole pilpul about what Minhagim you can take seriously, what you can't take seriously. But anyway, the Kolbo makes a compromise. He says, I'm not going to go against the Minhag, but at least Boreh Maraesh, because you're benefiting from the light, you should make before laning of the Megillah. Can't benefit from the work. The question becomes stronger when you simply, we've got a rule all through Shas. Yeah, we learn from Korbanos, they bring the Tomid before the Korban Musaf, that Todi Beshena, Todi Kaidim. And Avdolah seems to be a mitzvah which is Tedira, which is applicable every Mitzvah Shabbos. Whereas laning of Megillah is once a year. And that should take precedence. We should be doing Avdolah first. So why is it that we don't make Avdolah? Big pillar. So Boreh Maraesh is a compromise. But what about the whole of Avdolah? Maybe you should make Avdolah. So there's two questions. Aminig Ashkenaz is a question why we don't make Avdolah, and Aminig's father as well. There's a question for Aminig Ashkenaz why you don't make Boreh Maraesh before the lady of the Megillah father. No, you leave it for afterwards. You've been Nehene. So we could say, well, it's a suggestion to say that it's a mitzvah of Pirsum and Nisa takes precedence over a mitzvah of Tedira. Yeah, the Gemara says, if you've got Yain, the Kiddush Hayom, or Neras Chanukah, so the Gemara in the Chav Gimel and Shabbos says, you should buy Neras Chanukah. Why? Pesum Menisa Odif. The Rosh asks on the laning, on Shabbos, which falls on Rosh Chodesh Teves, which one should you do first? Then we seem to be doing Rosh Chodesh first, because Todi V'Sherei Todi, then we do the Chanukah. But you ask why the Haftorah we do by Chanukah, we should make the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, because it's Todir. So Rosh Chodesh comes to the Yesod, we can, according to this Rosh, you will not be able to answer the Pesum and Nisa is better. Rosh says, when does the Gemara say the Pesum and Nisa is Odif from Todir? That's when you've got a choice, either one or the other one. You have to forgo one. You can only do one of them. Either Kiddush Hayom or Neras Chanukah. On that, the Gemara says Pesum and Nisa Odif. But when you have both, you can do both. Which one should you do first? Then Todi V'Sherei Todi Todi Kadim. That's why we read Rosh Chodesh before we read the parasha of Chanukah on a Shabbos before the Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Teves. Based on that, we've got the question comes back that in our scenario, when we talk about Avdolah or we talk about Kriyas HaMegillah, we can do both. So why shouldn't we give precedence to the Davar Shu Todi? Yeah.
We do.
Who? You don't make Avdolah in Shul. Okay. Once upon a time you used to. Yeah. Shiru. They became rich. They all go home. They became rich. You know, the Gemara says that's how originally it was. And then they changed it back. You know, they used to make it on the Tefillah. So we could answer that Behemes, we do Avdolah and Tefillah. Yeah? Although that's not the full mitzvah of Avdolah, Chazal v'koyveit and a kosel yain as well, But we also mavdil in tefillin. Midoraisa, really, we've done avdola. According to the Mandahoma, the avdola is midoraisa, which is the machlokes rishonim. We've covered it, really, by Shmona Esrei. Even according to the Mandahoma, it's the Rabbana, whatever it is, the Rabbana, the Raisa, we've started our avdola by tefillah. So perhaps, since the mitzvah of avdola we've started already, therefore, it's not an inyan we're giving precedence to avdola. This, we've already given it. We gave cover to avdola already. We started it. We started avdola by tefillah, which could be that before they made alakos, they became poor, they made avdol, they were taking it on tefillah, then they went back. So we've done a sort of avdol already, we've started it already. Had we not have started avdol at all at tefillah, then you're right, todi v'sheno, todi, todi koidim, even if we have pisu v'nisa. But perhaps we can say that since you've done avdol on tefillah, therefore you've started avdol, therefore there's no inyan of todi v'sheno, todi anymore, and we give precedence to pisu v'nisa, of Kriyas HaMegillah. Now the truth is, the reason why Trumas HaDeshen says that we postponed the Avdolah to after the Megillah Leinim, the Trumas HaDeshen in Simon Ayn, in Simon Samach, sorry, in Trumas HaDeshen, Chalakal of Simon Samach, he says that the reason why, because Lafuke Yoma, we want to extend the day. We want to extend, make Avdolah later. Give an impression that Shabbos is not a burden on us. There's more Psochim which says similar to that, yeah? Let's give an impression that we are extending our Shabbos. You know, we're looking to get it over and done with. So you know what? We do have Dola after the Megillah Leinim, yeah? And the Mishnah about Tenura explains that making Ner and Psomim before Avdolah, yeah, it's not a contradiction to extension of Shabbos, yeah? Avdolah is like a declaration. You're standing and declaring, you're going, now it's Chol? Wait for that declaration. Even though you're doing Melochos beforehand, you're lighting fire, yeah, wait to do that declaration later to give an impression that you're extending the Shabbos, Afuke Yoma. You're extending the Shabbos as much as you could. Similar to what we find by Hanukkah, you should know that the Taz has a very sharp argument with the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah on the Minhag, on Hanukkah, whether we should light and shul Hanukkah candles before Avdolah, or Avdolah before Hanukkah candles. The Taz is determined to say, the Todi Vashenei Todi Todi Kedem. He doesn't forgo. And presumably he should hold as well by Purim, should be the same thing. I don't know why he doesn't make a fuss about Purim. But he brings that to Masa Desha, and he goes in length, much a long taz. The Achareim tried to be Meyashev, the Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishnah Berurah is a bit reluctant. He says the taz has got good points. Yeah, and he leaves it at, you know what, in Beis HaKnesset, since it's a minhag like that, leave it like that. But at home, the Ovid Kemal Ovid, the Ovid Kemal Ovid, yeah? Because the taz is... But according to what we are saying now, that you've started the Havdalah and Tefillah, so therefore the Todi V'Shadil HaTodi doesn't burn so much, doesn't disturb us as much as
well.
Oh, Meir Ha'esh. Now why is it that we don't make Meir Ha'esh? What's it? I mean, we nehenu from there. Oh, how do we daven Marib? I tell you what, originally they never used to use fire for Marib. They used to pray off the heart. This is daven off the heart. The Shlech Tzibur would stand, he was fluent, and he used to say it loud. So, use of the light is not essential. People can daven Maariv by heart. But when you read to Megillah, you have to read from the Ketav. You have to read from the writing. So therefore, you have to use light. So then perhaps nowadays, we've got no problem. Why? Because nowadays, the electricity is on from before. We're not lighting something special for Moetzei Shabbos. It's still on from before. So we are nailed the whole time all the way through. So if anything, we should make very much before. But the main answer is that really we're following the opinions which hold that there's no, the bracha of Meir Ha'esh was only zecher to the bina, to the das, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam HaRishon, like Gemara in Psachim says, that he gave him, he gave him das, take two stones and put together and create, he revealed fire on Moetzei Shabbos. It's not a bracha on Hano. People can have a no beforehand. It's not a bracha. I understand that the Kolbo wants to say Shelo Yehene Minaor. Yeah, it doesn't literally mean that you can't have a nod. This is, sounds not right that you're lighting a fire to read a Megillah. You think that actually you're not making a bracha on it already. Yeah, but really we don't have to make a bracha on Hano of because that we're talking only brachas on Hano on only Hano's a goof, something that penetrates our body, whether it's smell, whether it's but that it's a bigger a shvachmo. It's not bigger a nenim as much as we seem to think. Yeah, so therefore, we've got no issue of reading the Megillah beforehand. So that's why they didn't want to change after this causes confusion. People get back home and make Moyer Meraesh, even though he doesn't need it. He's already made in shul, so should he make for his family or not? You know, they left it all in Avdol Alakos. Okay? Now, on a more lighter note, a bit in the Yomer, we have to talk about Megillas Esther, the Inyan of Amalek, before Shabbos. So I thought perhaps we'll pick on. Did you know, Hashem Yishmur says this, that Haman had a double plan, had double letters he sent to the, if you look at the Psukim, it's very Meduyak in the Psukim. The first, he sent two letters. He sent a letter which he sent to all the ministers and all the governors of every city, informing them, Lashmid, Larog, Laved, Minar, Bazaken, Tav, Nashim, everybody. In detail, the detailed plan of the, whatever you call it, The second letter, he went to send the whole Am, Liyot Atidim Layom Azeh. All he wrote in the second letter to all the people of Shushan and outside, that you know what? This and this date, keep it ready. And the Midrash says, the Midrash Melchazek this theory, because the Midrash says that they were not sure what for. It says, im lihareg or laharog. They didn't know they're going with it. They're going to get killed, they're going to have to kill. So it seems to me there was lack of clarity in the letter which Haman sent the second time. Look at the Psukim, you'll see it fits quite well. Huh? The Malvin says, very good, Baruch Hashem. So it's written again. The question is, what was Haman's plan? What's Haman trying to do here? If you want to inform everybody. Furthermore, Mordechai goes with the shmata clothes, goes outside there, shouting away, Vayizak zakah gdola, Mordechai yadat kol asher ne'asah. Seems to be from here that only Mordechai knew. Mordechai was a general, I think. I don't know what. He knew. He probably saw the letters or something. But he knew et kol asher ne'asah. And he started shouting, and he comes to Esther, and Esther said, what are you shouting? This is not my way. I'm a very quiet woman. You're making too much noise. He sent a message to Mordechai. It's not the way. You think you have to do tshuva. So please, change your clothes. Behave normal. Tshuva is something internal. Yeah? He sends back Haman, and the Midrash says, it says, tell her that we're not fighting a simple enemy here. Ben b'no shel karahu. It says by Amalek, Asher Karachav Aderech. The Gemara says in Chulin, Haman min haTorah minayin. Where do we know the Haman? Where is Haman? Where is the essence of Haman in the Torah? Hamin haEtz. Beautiful, no? Fits words. Haman, Hamin haEtz. Beautiful. Yes, the Chassid Shevetel, no? Yeah, Haman, three letters, exactly the same. Rashi says, min haEtz, he was Hamin haEtz, he was hanging haEtz. But it makes even greater connection. There's a further connection here, which the Hashem Yishmur says. You know what the connection is? If you look at the chet, that gives us the essence of Amalek. The chet of Adam HaRishon, what was it? Amina Etz. Chava made herself boundaries. Yehavitam kedoshim. Kedoshim tiyu. Asu mishmeret lemishmarti. She made restrictions to herself, not even to touch the tree. Comes the Nachash and pushes onto the tree. What exactly did the Nachash achieved by that? As soon as she touched the tree, she felt, oh, all what I thought was so severe, it's not that severe. See, nothing happened. She didn't make the cheshbon, she made that restriction. But anyway, what was the tachlis of the Nachash, which is the Sitra Achra, which is Amalek, which is the Klipa? This is exactly what's enticing us in every generation, causing us trouble. To chill us out. To cool us. We've got a brain, we're excited, we want to do things properly, we want to do. He'll come and cool you down a little bit. He succeeded with Chava and eventually went into Adam HaRishon. Hamina Etz. Haman min haTorah minayin. Hamina Etz. There's a direct connection to Chet, to that Sitra Achra, to that Nachash, which symbolizes the Yetzirah of a person. There's a direct connection to cool you down. Amalek came, asher karcha baderech. We know karcha is Loshon Mikre and also Loshon Kirul. He cools down. Like Rashi brings the example of Ambatya Rotachat, Van Menuva, Van Naval there and jumped inside it. He got burned, but at least he cooled it off others. He cooled off Am Yisrael with the Munna. Am Yisrael came out packed with the Munna from its time, and they got cooled off by Amalek. So Amalek's task is to cool us down. Haman was very concerned. The Yiddish people, it was beautiful. Everything is working plan. They joined, and they lack trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They thought the base of Yiddish will be rebuilt, and they went and joined the Sudas HaShveiros. Everything is working according to plan. If I will make a big balagan, a big noise about what I'm about to do, the Yiddish people are going to do tshuva. I can't do that. I'm going to send two letters. I want to keep it in secret, keep it in hiding. I'm going to send two letters. Comes Mordechai and says, you know, we're fighting Ben Benoshel Karau, we are Ben Benof Amalek. We are fighting that Amalek who's trying to cool us down. We can't go quietly and hidden. We have to expose what exactly he's trying to do to us. Then it says in the Pasuk, Lehudi Maisa Oire V'Simcha V'Sosun V'Kad. The Gemara Megillah says, Oire Zu Torah, Sosun Zu Bismillah, Yikar Zu Tefillin. Amazing drosha. And you ask and you wonder yourself, couldn't the Megillah says to say clearer, Layudim Oisa Toira, Oisa Bismillah. Why not talk directly? The Sfasim has asked this question. Why not speak directly about what you are hinting around about? Oira, Simcha, Sosa, Mikal. Why talk in an indirect way? Good question. So, answer the Sfasim is, after the Yin did Shuvah, what was the problem with the Yin? They went to Susa Hashverosh, they cooled off from keeping Torah mitzvahs. To them, wearing tefillin didn't mean wearing tefillin. Well, just the simple action of wearing black straps. To them, Torah was just a chokhmah. It wasn't oira. That is what the problem was. They were cooled off by Amalek. They were cooled off by the Yetzirah. They were cooled off. So therefore, after they did Shuvah, they went back to wherever. Then it became the Torah became all of a sudden oira. Bismillah, the Sosan. They were happy with it. Yeah, we called the tefillin. Yom Tov, Simcha is Yom Tov. Everything turned to the mitzvahs meant much more to them. Much deeper they kept it. They were happy with it. There were this. That was they fought against what Amalek tried to do. If you look carefully, the Midrash says, what was Mordechai doing when Haman came to look for him? He was teaching children Gemara Menachos, no? How to do Kmitza. When you're Pelet, Chuban Abayis, there's no Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, so what are you talking about? Talking, you know, things which are relevant today to day, Yor HaChaim. Yeah, what's he talking about Menachos? Says Mordechai, Achashverosh tried to use the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash to make us give up hope that we'll ever be redeemed. Try to cool us off from that emunah which we have, that Kosh Baruch Hu is going to take us out from Golos. We have to do the exact opposite. When we choose Torah, we're learning Torah, we're learning Menachos. Yes, it's coming now, Mashiach. We're about to now do Menachos. Let's strengthen ourselves in the emunah that Kosh Baruch Hu is going to send the Geula. Amen.